Welcome to ID the Future, a podcast about intelligent design and evolution.
Greetings and welcome to ID the Future. I'm Casey Luskin, and on this podcast, we're going to talk about how a philosopher has blown away the often-heard Darwinian claim that evolution is both a theory and a fact. We often hear Darwin lobbyists claim that evolution, meaning Darwinian evolution, is both theory and fact. For example, Wikipedia has a page titled Evolution is Theory and Fact that cites various authorities on this, such as Larry Moran's article Evolution is a Fact and a Theory, or an article by Stephen Jay Gould titled Evolution is Fact and Theory. Now, Northern Arizona University philosopher Peter Casso has blown the cover on the claim that evolution is both theory and fact. He does it in a short piece published by Springer Briefs in Philosophy titled A Summary of the Scientific Method. In the paper, he challenges the typical definition of theory used by the Darwin lobby. When attacking opponents, Darwin lobbyists, such as those in the National Academy of Sciences, have defined theory as a well-substantiated explanation of some aspect of the natural world, or a comprehensive explanation of some aspect of nature that is supported by a vast body of evidence. There's an important aspect common to both of those definitions. They both define the concept of theory as a scientific concept which is necessarily supported by a vast body of scientific evidence. Using such definitions, saying the theory of evolution now necessarily implies an idea that is quote-unquote well-substantiated or supported by a vast body of evidence. Having redefined theory to mean something that is well-supported by the evidence, Darwin lobbyists then scold those who say that evolution is just a theory as misunderstanding the definition of the term theory, and also mock them for unwittingly implying that Darwinian evolution is well-supported. But is that really what theory means? Peter Casso observes that in practice, the term theory says little about the degree of certainty that characterizes an idea. As he notes, quote, neither theoretical nor law is about being true or false, or about being well-tested or speculative, unquote. So how does Casso define theory? He writes that, quote, all theories describe objects or events that are not directly observable. This is the core concept of theory. A theory describes aspects of nature that are beyond or beneath what we can observe, aspects that can be used to explain what we observe. He continues stating, quote, germs, atoms, caloric, curved space-time, and elemental strings are all to one degree or another unobservable. That's what makes them theoretical, but that doesn't make them unreal, unquote. He goes on to explain that saying something is a theory doesn't necessarily imply it is a fact, or even that it is well supported by the evidence, stating, quote, a theory is true if it describes unobservable things that really exist and describes them accurately. Otherwise, it is false. This shows the mistake in contrasting theory and fact. A fact is an actual state of affairs in nature, and a theory, or any statement for that matter, is true if it matches fact. Some theories are true, atomic theory, some are false, caloric theory, and the scientific method is what directs us in assigning which are which, unquote. Thus, Professor Casso has blown the cover on the Darwin lobby's attempt to redefine theory to necessarily imply a concept which has strong evidential backing and is well-tested or supported by a vast body of evidence. Professor Casso continues stating, quote, to say of some idea, that's a theory, not a fact, is a confusion of categories, a comparison of apples and oranges, unquote. While I agree with him on this, it would stand to reason that it is also a confusion of categories to say, that's a theory and a fact. Thus, Casso's argument could also cut against Darwin proponents who say evolution is both theory and fact. A few years ago, I published a series on evolution news and views where I explained why using the line that evolution is just a theory but not a fact is an ineffective way of expressing skepticism of evolution. As I wrote, I've long opposed using such a rhetorical line of evolution is just a theory, not a fact, to oppose evolution because it gets you caught up in a semantic debate over the proper definition of fact and theory and communicates very little about the most important component of this debate, the scientific evidence. What follows is a slightly longer description of what one might say to communicate doubts about neo-Darwinian evolution while avoiding semantic mistakes and communicating more than mere soundbite arguments. When evolution is defined as mere change over time within species, no one disputes that evolution is a fact. But neo-Darwinian evolution, the great claim that unguided natural selection acting upon random mutations is the driving force that produced the complexity of life, has many scientific problems, because such random and unguided processes do not build complex biological features. According to the technical definitions of theory, fact, and hypothesis, such neo-Darwinian evolution is neither theory nor fact, it's just a hypothesis. Today, I continue to very much stand by the position that the evolution is a theory, not a fact, or evolution is just a theory lines are poor and ineffective means of expressing skepticism towards neo-Darwinism. However, in light of Casso's definitions of theory, driven by no discernible agenda, I would like to amend myself. What follows is an amended description of how one might communicate doubts about neo-Darwinism while avoiding semantic mistakes and communicating more than just mere soundbite arguments. When evolution is defined as mere change over time within species, no one disputes that such evolution is a fact. But neo-Darwinian evolution, the great claim that unguided natural selection acting upon random mutations is the driving force that produced the complexity of life, has many scientific problems, because such random and unguided processes do not build complex biological features. Neo-Darwinian evolution is a theory that has been falsified by the evidence. I'm Casey Luskin with ID the Future, and that's a fact.
Hi, this is Casey Luskin with ID the Future. As the year of 2011 comes to an end, I want to thank you for listening to Discovery Institute's ID the Future podcast. It's been gratifying this past year to hear comments from students who tell us that ID the Future helps them get through their pro-Darwin biased courses and keeps them informed of the ID world. I hope that ID the Future has benefited you this past year as well. It takes money to create ID the Future, as well as all of the other work we do here at Discovery Institute. For example, much of the work that I do defending academic freedom for pro-ID scientists doesn't happen in a vacuum. We need the support of ID the Future listeners to keep these important projects going. If you'd like to make a contribution, go to www.idthefuture.com and click the donate button. Just go to idthefuture.com and click the orange donate button on the left-hand side. Thanks again for listening and for supporting us this past year.
This program was recorded by Discovery Institute's Center for Science and Culture. ID the Future is copyright Discovery Institute. For more information, visit www.intelligentdesign.org or www.idthefuture.com.